right, we've got the producer of a new movie. It's actually kind of near and dear to my heart. It's called the name of the movie is called Floored, and this is about the business that I was in for 18 years, working on the floor. If you tune into iReRadio.com, you can actually look at my old studio. How weird is that?
Oh yeah,
that's where I used to work.
The acoustics in there have got to be unbelievable.
Yeah, we used to have live bands at night.
They should.
They used to do that. They used to have,
I mean, what else are they going to use it for?
Well, you're right. What else are they going to use it for? Because they certainly don't use it for floor trading anymore. There's like nobody there. And as I just mentioned, the producer of the film, James Smith. Good morning, James.
Hey, how's it going, Bulldog?
It's going well. How are you doing?
Really good.
Yeah, we've actually posted a picture on our website right now. If anybody goes to iReRadio.com, you can see what the trading floor looks like. Now, it's kind of sparse these days.
It sure is. It's crazy. I mean, it's not like it was when you were there, that's for sure.
No, that is for sure. Explain to everybody the movie. Now, first of all, if you want to check out a little clip, the trailer, it's available at floorthemovie.com. You can check it out. And explain, what is this film about?
Well, you know, it's a film about change. It's a film about transitions. And I think it's something that a lot of people can identify with right now. It's a film about evolution and people going through a difficult time in their lives where they have something that they've known, that they've done for many, many years, generations, in fact, and computers come along and completely wipe out that way of life. And now they have to adapt or move on.
And when you're, now this film, I guess, is it a documentary? I mean, I guess it is a documentary.
Yeah, it is.
When you're talking to these old traders, the guys that I worked with,
absolutely.
What was the feeling you got from these guys?
Well, you know, I think that, it kind of ran the gamut. I spoke to a lot of people. A lot of people look back at it, in admiration. And remember a lot of great times. Some people are bitter, and some people are still there. Just and they're in my face saying, "What are you talking about? It's still here, and it is still there." But it's a tenth of what it used to be.
That is scary when you think about that. Yeah. We had I'm assuming the numbers were between the Chicago Board of Trade and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. You had 10,000 people on the trading floor.
Somewhere around there, yeah. It's tough to get a real solid number, but that's about right.
I would say that's pretty accurate because we had, I think when I was there, we had 6,000 people on the Merc floor. They probably had 4,000 on the Board of Trade floor. Yep. Now they've combined both trading floors to the Board of Trade, and it's about 1,000 people.
Yeah.
That's frightening.
It's pretty crazy.
It's
and it's funny because I kind of liken it to, 100 years ago when there were carriage makers or maybe a little longer. And then all of a sudden, you're in your barn or your workshop and you're working on this horse-drawn carriage. You look out your window and all of a sudden you see this black box go by without a horse pulling it.
Right.
It's like, a light goes off. It's like, ding, something, what do I do about that? Do I learn how to make one of those? Do I try to be the elite 10% of the people who can continue to make horse-drawn carriages? Or do I become a farmer. You can't keep doing what you're doing.
Now I know a lot of guys, obviously, and so do you from being on the floor, who left the floor and tried to, adapt, and it's a totally different animal. I mean, trading on a computer screen.
It takes, Bulldog, I'll tell you, it takes a completely different person, and you know this, of course, to stand on your feet for 6-8 hours a day screaming and yelling at the top of your lungs with, people leaning on you from every direction than it does to sit in a very quiet office and just click a mouse. It's not even the same, sport.
No, and I know that in the film, and you can watch the trailer at floorthemovie.com. When you're watching it, one of the guys, I don't know, maybe one of your partners said, this was different. This is not New York. This was physical.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's a really strange thing how to make a living. I know that. Now, when were you first on the floor?
Well, I actually first stepped onto the floor in the mid-90s when I moved to Chicago because I was doing web design for a lot of these trading companies. So my first steps on the floor, it was just, I'd seen it in, like Ferris Bueller's Day Off and trading places and stuff. But, I mean, your first step's on the floor. We're just, you know, it's just a godsmack. I mean, it's like nothing else.
It's something you really don't forget, because I didn't even know where I was going to work. When I started there, it was 1980 is when I started. And I didn't know what – first of all, they told me I was getting a job. My aunt actually set me up with a cousin who was a broker for Shearson. I didn't even know the guy. And I thought the Merc was short for Merchandise Mart. I thought I was going to work at the Merchandise Mart. I didn't know what I was doing. And I only viewed this – it was a temporary part-time job that I was going to take to make enough money to fix my car and figure out how to get to California. That was it. You know, part-time job. I took one step on that floor and I said, dude, this is for me.
And I think a lot of guys were in that same exact position. And, you know, that's the kind of, that was the magic of it. You know, one thing really quick, Bulldog, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, maybe associate these guys with the Wall Street guys and the Bernie Madoff. It couldn't be further from that. These are guys who's put their own money on the line. They're not calling people trying to swindle them out of money.
No.
Excuse me. These guys are going down there. They're risking the house. They're risking the car every single day. And, you know, it's a completely different way of life.
And you know, the other strange thing is people would see, you know, there's a certain amount of mystique and glamour or whatever it is, or intrigue, I guess, to the industry. Because back in that day, I mean, you know, the commodity brokers in Chicago, I mean, these are the guys rolling around in the you know, the very expensive cars and the you know, it was everything. It was drugs, cars, women.
Yep.
It was the whole deal. Everything you thought, the movies. But they have to realize that was a small percentage. There were other guys there who were making $30,000 to $50,000 a year while still risking it all.
Mm. Yep, exactly. Just going in and treating it like a job. And I met a lot of guys who were very disciplined, you know. They're like, look, I was a one lot, two lot, three lot trader my whole life, and I fed my kids and raised my family, and you know, that was just my job. And of course, every day that I went in, I could have lost everything. And there's a gentleman in the film who did lose everything, and it's pretty, his story is absolutely amazing.
Now that was is he one of the guys you worked with on this project, one of the guys?
No, actually one of my partners is actually in the film.
Okay.
But this is another guy. His name is Jeff, and just an amazing guy, real, you know, just a real down-to-earth guy. And, you know, one day, actually, was Valentine's Day in the mid-90s, I think it was 96.
Yeah.
You know, he had an error that just kept getting worse and worse, and it cleaned him out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, God knows I've seen it enough times happen to him there. And, there's not a lot of businesses. You know, you have people in retail, and, you know, we didn't make any money. But here's a business where you could lose everything in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's an interesting story. And then again, you know, it's a story that I think a lot of people can kind of relate with. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, I've been working on this film for 3 years. And when I started it, the world was a completely different place. Of course, last September with the, you know, everything starting to go to pot with the economy. And, you know, as I was building this, I had to make some, you know, adjustments and you know, kind of recognize this. And I started to see, wow, this is a more common story than I initially thought.
Now James, where will we be able to see the, I know the film's going to be debuted in Chicago at the Chicago Film Festival. And
yeah, that's a hope.
Are we looking to see this a major studio release, or what are you hoping for?
You know, I'm not exactly sure beyond that. I know we're definitely going to be on DVD and on video on demand by the end of the year. Okay. I was actually just looking at the Rehoboth. You sent me that link for the Rehoboth Festival.
Yeah.
I missed the deadline by one day.
Ah,
so
did you really?
So if you know anybody over there, give them a shout and just, you know, say, hey, would it be all right for this guy to send his film down? I'd love to show there.
Yeah.
But, you know, outside of that, we're looking at DVD. We may be doing like a small theatrical run, and of course we'll be, you know, we'll be focusing on some of the financial cities and things like that. But we'll be available out there for sure. And, you know, like you've been saying, you know, you can go to floorednmovie.com and just get on the mailing list, and we'll keep you updated.
And I will say that, you know, I've seen part of this, and you sent me that little extra trailer, and it's very well made. I mean,
well, it
really
that.
Is. And I like the fact that you're interviewing these guys. You can really get into these guys' heads and see what kind of guys they are.
And well, you know, it means a lot coming from you just simply because, you know, this is your world and I'm telling your story. And when we first spoke, I was just, that was the first thing that hit me was just, I was so happy that, you know, because I am, I'm making this film for you. You know, I'm making this film for guys who were down there who experienced it. And you know, so I'm just delighted that you're into it.
Now, dude, I showed you the film. Did you have a different appreciation for it after seeing it?
Oh, yeah. It's sad. It's sad to see it, you know? It's horrible. It's horrible. Like he was saying, Trading Places and those kind of movies, like when they show that kind of stuff, you know, years down the road, kids are going to be like, what the hell is that thing? Why are there so many people yelling and screaming? What's going on? Yeah, they have no idea what happened.
But I think your movie, this movie, is the first movie that I've ever seen where someone depicts it very real. Whereas, you know, the Trading Places, the little clip there on Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and that was, you know, it was all stage stuff. This is real. Now, how are you allowed to bring cameras on the floor?
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of that credit goes to my partners, Steve Prosniewski and Joe Gibbons. You know, those guys are actual members of the Exchange. Uh-huh. And when I got with those guys, you know, I mean, access to the Exchange floors has always been very limited. And, you know, we met with the Exchanges and we just said, hey, look, you know, we're not necessarily making a film that you're going to want to sell in your gift shop, but, you know, I mean, we want to tell an honest story. And, you know, and they just let us take a shot at it.
And what did they, obviously they've seen this, right? They've seen part of the...
They've seen parts of it, yeah. And they haven't seen the whole thing. I'm waiting for that day. That should be fun.
But did they like what they saw? Because, I mean, that was part of the reason. You didn't want people with cameras down there because, looking, guys, this is a dirty business. I mean, there's no question about it. You get spit on, you get hit, you get fights break out almost every day.
And, well, I'll tell you. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
You know, they've changed. They've already sort of moved on in a lot of ways. Sure, the floors are still there, but their business is really electronic trading now. And, you know, the film doesn't necessarily take a position one way or the other. We're just looking at the situation. And for those guys, you know, for the Exchanges, their business is now global. Their business is now about computers. And, you know, we're just telling it like it is. So, you know, I don't think that there's much of a problem there because, you know, they've already moved on, you know.
Well, I think it is great. And I think that it, as I said, the first film I've ever seen that truly does tell the way it is. I've never
Very
seen
cool.
one like this. So
I can't thank you enough. That's awesome.
Well, I can't wait to see it, you know, in its full form. Again, it's called Floored. You can check out floredmovie.com, the website. And, well, you see what my past looked like. That was my old life. And I've left it behind. But thanks to James Smith, I get to see it again.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. And please, I'll see what I can do about the Rehoboth Film Festival for you. And and good luck in the Chicago Film Festival and Sundance and all the rest.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks, James. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.